on now.
Dear Scott, it's your texts, emails, and letters. Go on, get it off your chest.
First,
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers. While watching reruns of Traffic Cops on Sky over the festive period, while getting a little merry, I have to say I think PC Tim Scuthern, off Traffic Cops, looks like Chappers. I thought that a while back too, but it cracks me up every time there's an interview with him on Traffic Cops, because all I see is Chappers. The funny thing is, I'm not sure how good Chappers would be as a traffic cop. There's a thought. Hope you're enjoying the wine. Happy New Year to you. Bye. Ross, off of Perth.
Thanks, Ross, off of Perth.
Well, I couldn't be a traffic cop if I was enjoying the wine.
No. No, you wouldn't
I don't know who this person is. Presumably he has an unfeasibly large head. That doesn't look anything like me at all. Somebody's just shown me a photo of him.
I can see a resemblance. He's chubbier than you.
Thanks. He does have quite a big head, though, doesn't he?
And also, I think you should check out his appreciation on Facebook. Read out some of that. He's a legend. People love this guy.
All right. Tim Scuthern was the star of Traffic Cops. He's with South Yorkshire Police and cruises around in an unmarked car, catching car thieves and other ne'er-do-wells. He has an unbelievable copper's nose.
Yeah.
And it seems every car he stops is stolen or being used by a drug dealer who's just picked up 30 grand's worth of drugs.
Yeah. Crack.
Crack, it says, yeah. I didn't know. I thought I wouldn't say crack, but okay. Fair enough.
Can you see the resemblance? Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Are you not well?
What?
Are you poorly?
My face has swollen again, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's gone really big again.
Why does it do that?
It's really big today. That's the biggest I've seen it for weeks. Oh.
Anyway, I think he does look like...
A little bit.
Do you think a little bit? I think quite a lot.
Do you?
Although John Turode is still...
Oh, don't start with the whole John Turode thing.
Is he off MasterChef?
Yeah, he was on last night.
Yeah, he's on MasterChef.
I don't think he looks...
I think there's just people who have unfeasibly large heads on television. You seem to be linking me with. Anyhow, there are five members in this Appreciation Society group.
Okay.
But that's good.
There'll be more after we've mentioned
it. Yeah, definitely.
Next.
Dear Scott, it would mean a lot if the posh Radio 4 lady could read this out on air. The Radio 4 lady is the best, by the way. Far better than you, Scott. She should get your job. She would make a better Scott Mills, don't you think? Yours sincerely, Duncan.
Yeah, probably.
Mm.
Most people would be a better Scott Mills than me.
Aww.
True. Anyway, do you think they'd give her a job on Radio 1?
Yeah.
That'd be quite good, wouldn't it? Maybe you could do early mornings when Greg's off. Just an idea. No, because sometimes they need people to do that show. Max does it sometimes, Ronnie does it. What's stopping the posh Radio 4 doing it? Hmm?
Nothing.
Next!
Hey, Scott, Becky, grumpy old Chappers... tongue sticking out smiley, and the one that doesn't speak, brackets, T-O-T-D-S. I don't care about football, but I love Lloyd. When is he going to come back and talk about football, or golf will do as well? I don't care about that either. I just want Lloyd back, lol. I miss him, and his jingle. Sarah, in Abbots Langley, XXX.
Now, this is our 10-year-old football expert, Lloyd, who... This is like 3 years ago.
Yeah, so he must be about 14.
I think he's about 18 now, isn't he? He's probably too interested in girls and stuff now. But, yeah, he's 13 now. We should get Lloyd back on at some point soon, I think. He still keeps in touch with us, though.
Does he?
Yeah, yeah. We get Christmas cards and he calls up sometimes and we say hi. It's all good. So we still know him. And we'll get him back on at some point because a lot of people have a lot of love for Lloyd. Hi, Lloyd, if you're listening this morning. Next. Oh, yeah. That's his jingle. Remember this.
He's a stat boy. Lil Lloyd. So he's the one still at school. He teaches Mills the offside rules. Lil football Lloyd.
That was our football expert Lloyd's jingle. What happened to that group, Big Linda?
Oh, I'd forgotten about Big Linda.
Yeah, they did that theme. Not really heard of them since.
When you first played that, I was thinking, God, the Radio 4 lady's diversifying. Yeah. She's very versatile.
And now, next.
Hi. I'm thinking about my future, and I've decided I want to be a radio co-producer or something, like Becky, and I don't really want to be a full-blown DJ like you.
Okay, good. Well, at least you know what you want to do in your career. That's good.
I went on the BBC jobs area, and there isn't any work experience places on radio for 14 to 17-year-olds in the South, which is what I want to do. I'm going to start bombarding them with stuff, like you, my hero, laughing smiley. Sarah Jane, XX, I loves you, and Becky, you really rock, like, a lot. I want to be like you.
That's borderline, that one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, a little bit. I'm still reeling from the fact that Becky's a co-producer. So is the one that doesn't speak.
It was quite specific what she looked for on the jobs pages, wasn't it?
Yeah. Maybe broaden it out a little bit.
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.